Welcome back to my show. As far as all of you know, I have rebranded my podcast finally. Now it's called The Creative Hustle with Anika Guyo, and I'm super excited to tell you guys that this is my first episode with a new guest in this new, you know, rebranded podcast. So please welcome Savannah Lee, who's an amazing singer-songwriter and is joining us today. Hi Savannah, how are you today?
Hi everybody, thanks for having me, and I'm doing great. I am just chilling at my apartment. I was just saying how it's like 7 o'clock here, so definitely evening time, probably gonna grab some dinner after this, but I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few of your favorite lines from your song.
I'm Savannah Lee, everyone. I am a singer-songwriter. I'm based in Nashville now, but I'm actually originally from Tampa, Florida, where I grew up. And this song is called Locked in July. I released it in July, and it's just a song about, you know, wishing you could kind of go back in time and lock yourself in a memory with somebody before you lost that person. And definitely one of my favorites that I've written, super personal song to me. So I guess I'd probably start with the chorus. That's definitely like the part that I wrote the most, you know, easily when I was writing the song. So it goes like this. And it feels like hidden by the time I'm 25, I'll still be looking for you in his eyes. And if that's the case, can I come back, babe? No, no. Why people say the right place at the wrong time? Wish we could have locked ourselves in July. And that's the chorus of that song.
That's really beautiful. I think it like really flows, and I think despite like, you know, it being a cappella, and for those of you who do not know what a cappella is, it is when you sing without any instrument and it's just your voice supporting you. And I really feel like, you know, the way you did it was really beautiful. I think just like how the words just flow together and how like this impact on you despite not knowing like what the song is about. And so for those of you out there listening to this part right now, if you enjoy that, you should definitely check out her music. I'll be linking her website with everything in it, so in the show notes, so you'll be able to like, you know, look at her music, listen to it, and if you want to contact her, you can do that too. My next awesome. Question for you is, what are your favorite parts of songwriting?
Favorite parts of songwriting? I think it's just super unique and special, the idea of what truly songwriting actually is, because it's just you creating art like out of nothing. Like you have nothing to necessarily, you know, base what you're doing off of. It's just almost like taking an idea and creating something tangible with simply like thoughts in your head. And I think that's something that's really cool, and it's something that I think takes a lot of time to kind of, you know, develop that skill. And it's something I've been doing most of my life, is writing songs. And one of my favorite parts of writing songs is, you know, finally feeling some type of closure or getting some type of healing through whatever I'm writing. I tend to write, you know, a lot about true experiences and real feelings that I'm having and things that I've gone through. And so turning those things into, you know, songs is super therapeutic and super special to me. And I feel like, you know, you get a lot of closure once you can, you know, turn something you're experiencing internally and you know, make it a physical product for people to hear and relate to. And it just is really special to connect to people through songs.
Absolutely. I think I totally agree with, like, you know, like I feel like music is something that like everyone has a different definition. You may be singing the song like Locked in July, it's about your own experiences, or maybe like, you know, it's about you, it's about something you are passionate about writing about and you just like to write songs. Now someone with the same song title could be writing about something totally different. So like, it's just like, no matter like how you think about stuff, it always turns out differently.
Right, totally.
So my next question for you is, what kind of music do you listen to when not creating music?
That's a good question. I listen to a lot of alternative music, I love Dominic Fike and people in that, you know, that world. I love listening to, you know, music that reminds me of home. And I think being from Florida, a lot of music that's popular there is like that beachy, like, you know, the band Weezer, like that whole world of music, Bristin Rhoney, people like that. I love indie pop music. I listen to that a lot as well. And then of course, you know, growing up in Florida as well, R&B and rap is, you know, a big part of the culture of like the town I grew up in. So I love listening to that music. So I'm honestly just one of those people that listen to almost all genres. I've always, you know, kind of loved, you know, being a person that can pull inspiration from a lot of different, you know, genres. So yeah, those are the ones that I would say are the most, you know, I listen to most when I'm not listening to pop music.
Cool. I think, like, you know, just having that kind of music that you listen to when you're not working on music, it's cool because, like, you know, I know some people, they want to just, like, you know, stay away from other music so that they just, like, you know, don't kind of like get into that issue where people are accusing them of stealing. And I think music is something that you cannot steal. The chords are everyone's. The chords are something that everyone can, you know, use. It's not like, and sure, like the melody is something that you have unique, but at some point there is some kind of overlay.
Yes, totally agree. It's definitely such a thing where you want to pull inspiration, obviously, from your favorite artists and your favorite songs, but you want to make sure to like find a way to make whatever you're doing original and authentic for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. My final question for you is, do you have like any dream collaboration you want to do with like a singer who's really prominent and like everyone knows about?
You know, there's just so many artists that I really admire and love to collab with. But yeah, I mean, I think right now, if I could kind of pinpoint it, a today answer, it'd probably be Dominic Fike. I think he's so unique and authentic, and his music is something I can listen to all the time. He's also, you know, from Naples, Florida, so we both have that in common. And I just love the way that, you know, he can be so musical in so many different ways with his voice and, you know, his electric guitar playing, and just the way he kind of makes his mark in the music world, you know, super, super authentic to him and very, like, you know, not something I've heard a lot of people doing. And I think that speaks to not just his music, but like his character, his person. He's just very like him, and I super respect that. So probably him as of right now, but it, you know, changes all the time because there's so many great, you know, artists out there.
Yeah, totally. I think just having that kind of person that you look up to and want to collab with is just awesome because, you know, just like with that collaboration, you kind of create that sense of communication and connection. That is like what the whole creative community is about. It's about connection, meeting new people, and like, you know, just learning about each other's stories and what they're going through and how everyone has progressed through some kind of tough times. Even if it's not like, you know, to you it may not seem like a big deal, but I think to them it's a big deal. So it's like just learning about everyone's stories, where they come from, what they do, how they feel about everything they're doing. It's just very like a key point in the creative journey.
Yeah, totally, absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I had an awesome time chatting with you. Those of you listening, I will be putting up all of Savannah's links in the show notes.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you, of course, for having me and allowing me to answer questions and be on the show.
Thank you so much again. Yeah, I had a great time chatting with you, and yeah, all of you out there listening to me today, this is the end of the episode, and I hope you join in again next week. Thank you so much, everyone.